producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Thank you. Good morning, greetings, friends, and welcome to The Bright Side, your nutritional program dedicated to the understanding of the vast world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. I'm your host, Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado. I use nutritional supplements where other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs and oftentimes, sometimes deadly medical procedures. If you suspect that there are natural nutritional roads to your vitality and well-being and health and to addressing your health challenges, whatever they may be, but you don't know where to begin, you have come to the right place. As you listen to The Bright Side every day, you are more and more in control of your body. You are more and more knowledgeable, and you know you can overcome any health issue. That's why we're here every day on The Bright Side, helping clear up the sometimes confusing world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Over the last 29 years of practicing pharmacy, I've seen drug-free recoveries from diabetes and hypertension and obesity and skin diseases like psoriasis, eczema, rosacea, acne, digestive ailments, autoimmune issues of all kinds, recoveries that by the standards of modern medicine can only be called a miracle. But what is in the world of the body, what is in the world of biology, standard operating procedure. Because the human biological system is a healing system, a regenerating system. It is designed divinely to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. And while some folks may call that a miracle, it really is just the way the body works. If you have questions about health or nutrition or prescription drugs, we are here for you. We want to help you change your life today. If you're dealing with a chronic illness, a progressive illness, a CDD, a chronic degenerative disease, and probably one out of four or five Americans is dealing with such a disease, what does that say about our culture? If you're dealing with an issue, a health challenge, and your doctor's told you you're going to be on medication for the rest of your life, not unless you have a transplant, perhaps. If you're dealing with a chronic degenerative disease and you're being medicated for it, please understand you are not condemned to being drugged for the rest of your life. We just got to figure out what's going on and reverse the process. And a key component of that, of course, is nutritional supplementation. We can help you do that. 844-236-6010 is our number. If you want to purchase any of the longevity products you're advertised or recommended on the program, call the Brightside Ben phone team at 866-735-2470 or check out our websites. criticalhealthnews.com, brightsideben.com, and pharmacistben.com. And for those of you interested in skin health products, if you're not happy with your skincare products, if you want the absolute best skincare products you could use, if you want treatments instead of skincare, skin treatments instead of skincare, please check out truthtreatments.com and take a especially long look at our retinol 5% gel, truthtreatments.com. We also have a blog and also a newsletter that you can sign up for, truthtreatments.com. All right, so we are talking, oh, by the way, we have a guest coming on in the bottom of the hour. Claudia Kalb will be talking about the book Andy Warhol. Andy Warhol was a hoarder, which is a really interesting book. She talks about celebrities, cultural icons, Princess Di and Howard Hughes and Marilyn Monroe and their various health issues. Claudia is a science writer. She's written a lot of stuff for Newsweek. She's actually written on autism a lot. And I'm going to see if I can get Claudia to digress a little bit and talk about autism and vaccines. I think she has some interesting takes on that. In any case, she'll be on in the bottom of the hour, and if you have phone calls, please call us in our next segment, 844-236-6010, and we'll get you on in our next segment. We'll have Claudia Kalb on at the bottom of the hour. We're talking inflammation, we're talking blood clotting and coagulation, and this is so important. We have an epidemic of coagulated blood, of blood coagulation issues in this country, and there's no way you are not going to get some kind of illness, degenerative breakdown disease, if you start to go into the down the road of blood clotting and blood coagulation. This is so important. Blood inflammation, arthritis of the blood. That's one of the key ideas here, is that all the diseases we have are basically the same thing. They're all the inflammatory, defensive, immune system run amok. And it's not a very far jump from inflammatory conditions in the tissue, in the bone, in the joints, in the connective tissue primarily, to the blood. And the blood, by the way, is a form of connective tissue. So clotting of the blood is arthritis of the blood, and it's extremely common, and it proceeds, and it is a primary component of all CDD, chronic degenerative disease. So doesn't it make sense to figure out how to clean the blood? Of course it does. Oh yeah, kidney disease. I can't tell you how many letters I get a week on kidney disease, on polycystic kidney disease, on people on dialysis, and what do I do about my kidneys? And my doctor says I'm going to be on dialysis. Listen, the kidney filters the blood, okay? So if the kidney filters the blood and we got this epidemic of blood, dirty blood, of course we're going to have a subsequent problem with kidney disease. Same with eye disease. Same with male sexual function. If you have dirty blood, it's going to be hard for you to have an erection. If you're a guy, it's going to be hard to get blood going. This is the problem with one of the major problems with male sexual performance issues, so-called ED, is poor circulation. When we say poor circulation, we're talking about dirty blood for the most part. So if you've ever heard of the term, they don't say it anymore, poor circulation. They used to call it poor circulation. Now they call it vascular disease. That's the latest term for it. But it's basically the same thing, and it's all dirty blood. Dirty blood leads to inflamed blood and clotted blood. From the journal Acta Anesthesiologica Taiwanica, March 2015, coagulation abnormalities in sepsis. Doctors call dirty blood sepsis. Now, to be fair, sepsis is really bacterially infected dirty blood, but whatever. The bacteria represent a form of dirt. Food particles, microparticles, can do the same thing that bacteria can do. They can initiate the same kind of clotting response. So, ACTA, coagulation abnormalities in sepsis. From Science Daily, fibrin, that's clotting protein, fibrin is a key to protection during sepsis. Is a key to protection. This is one of the ways the body protects itself from dirty blood. It forms clots. Clotting is actually a protection mechanism. The blood will clot so that it doesn't get distributed everywhere because it's dirty. So the body says, okay, that stuff's dirty. We're going to slow things down a little bit till we can clean it up. But it doesn't know, the body, the brilliant body, the loving, beautiful body of ours, it doesn't know that it's being attacked every day. So it thinks, okay, if we clot the blood a little bit, we can take care of the problem. We can clean the problem up. But because the blood there's a stream of toxicity coming into the blood. The blood is constantly toxic. It doesn't have a chance to clean up. So this ordinarily protective response becomes a problem, becomes a cause of a severe problem. From Current Pharmaceutical Design, 2008, the coagulation cascade in sepsis, intravascular, inside the blood vessels, and check this out, extravascular, outside the blood vessel, clots are characteristic findings in patients with sepsis. From this German, Bering Institute Mettelunger, I think you say it. Septicemia, dirty blood, is frequently accompanied by changes in cellular coagulation systems and by microclot formulation. It's all over the place. Why? If your doctor has put you on a blood thinner for some kind of issue you're having with AFib or some kind of circulatory problem, please understand that your blood is clotting for a reason. And drugs that force the blood to thin, while they may be necessary in an emergency, are playing with fire. That's why you've all heard warfarin is rat poison. Everybody's heard that. Coumadin, warfarin is rat poison. What do you think that means? It means that warfarin is one of the most deadly, toxic, poisonous drugs you could ever use. Why? Because it compels the blood to thin. It forces the blood to thin. There is no system more complicated, more complex, and that involves more steps than coagulation, blood clotting. It is tightly regulated. And that's saying something. There is no system in the human body that is more tightly regulated than the flow of blood, than the thickness and thinness of the blood, than the circulation of the blood. Obviously, when you think about it, what system is more important than the blood? So if you have a fundamental system like the circulatory system, the blood, and it's so important, any changes in there are going to be tightly regulated. The body doesn't like things changed. That's why when you force your blood to thin with a pharmacological agent, you are playing with fire. Now, in an emergency, that's one thing. But for long term, that is irresponsible, bad medicine, lazy medicine. And we pay the price. All right, I'm Pharmacist Ben, 844-236-6010 is our number. You are listening to The Bright Side. We'll be back right after this.
Today, more than ever, it's imperative that you protect your digital privacy. EDEC Digital Forensics, Signal Blocking, Anti-Radiation, Anti-Surveillance Faraday Bags shield the contents of your phones, tablets, and key fobs from 4G, Wi-Fi, GPS, Bluetooth, NFC, and more. Find us at edecdf.com/radio or call us now at 805-222-4584. That's 805-222-4584. Radio listeners get 20% off your order.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today. 866-257-3105.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org. My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Okay, we're back on The Bright Side. I'm Pharmacist Ben. We have Claudia Kalb coming up at the bottom of the hour. Her book, Andy Warhol Was a Hoarder, Inside the Minds of History's Great Personalities. I thought this was really interesting. Great, really interesting, kind of fun read. Princess Di. Loved Princess Di. Abraham Lincoln. Frank Lloyd Wright, the famous architect, George Gershwin, Dostoevsky, Albert Einstein was autistic. Check that out. Autism's really interesting stuff. We should do a show on that sometime. Autism and vaccines, autism rates increasing, autism and gluten. Anyway, 844-236-6010 is our number. If you want to purchase any of the longevity products you hear advertised on the program or recommended on the program, you can head over to brightsideben.com, criticalhealthnews.com, or pharmacistben.com. Order products right off the website. And if you want to purchase any of our Truth Treatment products, please go to truthtreatments.com and check out our Truth Balm, Truth Serum, Omega-6 Healing Cream, and Retinol 5% Gel. Got tons of letters here from Dr. Wallach. Only have got kind of an empty board here, except for Carl the Truth Raider. What's up, Carl? How you doing, man?
Good morning, Pharmacist Ben. This is part two here.
Yeah,
I'm kind of putting you on the spot on this one.
Okay.
But it's a commercial, and you know, you hear them all the time, and it's, as what I've heard in the medical community, it's part of the, quote, game, unquote. Have you been damaged by Xarelto? Call 1-800-BAD-LIVER. You know, all this
what,
kind of
what
stuff.
Does that tell me about that? What does that mean, Carl?
What is your take about all of that?
I mean, those are manipulative.
Lawsuits, aren't they?
It's called meme crafting. You know, when I remember doing, I read this book called Viruses of the Mind. I'm trying to think who wrote it. A guy named Brody, Richard Brody wrote it. I read it in the 90s, Viruses of the Mind. And that was when I was first introduced to this concept of memes, N-E-M-E-S. Now, you hear right. memes all the time nowadays, but this was the early 90s, and I hadn't heard that before. It actually comes from Richard Dawkins, who wrote a book called The Selfish Gene, where he talks about how genes in the body really repeat themselves and reproduce themselves independent of the owners of those genes, us. In other words, genes have a... We just obey our genetics. This was Dawkins' premise, is that genes run the world, run biology. But he also came up with this idea of memes. And he said that there are, in the culture, there are thoughts and ideas that repeat themselves over and over again, and they don't care about the owners of those thoughts and ideas. They just want to repeat themselves. You follow what I'm saying? So they're they don't give a crap about us. The genes don't give a crap about Carl. Okay? This is Dawkins' hypothesis. The genes don't care about the owner, and he came up with this idea about memes, which Richard Brody wrote, elaborated on in the book Viruses of the Mind, and he said that these ideas in the culture don't care about the owners of those ideas. They just want to repeat themselves. Does that make sense? So it's like they're like viruses, and I don't have time to talk about viruses, but viruses are super cool, and they do the same thing. It's like a virus on your computer. It doesn't care that you need to, you know, write your letters or have your business on your computer. It's just going to reproduce itself, independent of whether you like it or not, or your computer likes it or not. And so there's this battle between memes and people, ideas and people. And we have these ideas in the culture that are antagonistic to our well-being. You follow me with this?
Oh, yeah.
Okay? And now, these are memes. Now, there's actually evil people who create these memes, just like there's evil people who create viruses in your computer. You know how you get... I don't know if you ever got a virus in your computer, but you want to, you know, you want to hurt somebody who did that. Why would they do something?
I can write a book on that, Ben.
Right? Why would somebody be so malicious? Well, you have meme crafters in the we call them spin doctors, or we call them advertisers, or we call them marketers, and they work for some of the biggest companies in the world, and they manipulate, their job is to insert a virus into a culture so that they can profit off of it. And one of those, in the medical world, is filled with these memes, filled with these mind viruses, filled with these parasites, and there are people who get paid big bucks to create them. Now, does that sound nice to you? Does that want Well, that's who's writing the Xarelto commercial. All right? They say, okay, this is what they say. They say, oh, we know that people are older, so they'll like Arnold Palmer, and now middle-aged people are also, and Arnold Palmer's one of the spokespeople, and they say, middle-aged people, they also got dirty blood and it's clotting, so we'll get Kevin Nealon on there, and then we'll get the Southerners, because there's a lot of Southerners on these drugs, we'll get a race car driver, and then we'll get them to talk about how wonderful our drug is. This is how they think.
Yes.
This is how advertising's done, you know?
Right.
And so they know all the ways to manipulate us into believing things. And it's one thing to have a meme to get you to buy a certain product, like, say, a pair of shoes or jeans or toothpaste, you know, create a meme for toothpaste. That's okay. All right, that's one thing. But to do it with our blood, to do it with our minds, to do it with our bodies, to do it with our immune system, this is twisted.
Yeah.
And so what I'm doing on this program and what Doc is doing and you know, other people, Dr. Glidden is doing, other folks are doing, is we're meme busting. We're meme exposing. And so I don't want anybody to watch, after you listen to this program, you're never going to watch that Xarelto commercial the same way again. You're going to see the manipulation. And so once we expose this, once we reveal this, you know, it's like cockroaches when you turn on the light, all of a sudden they lose their power. And so that's what this is about. Next time you see a commercial or think, oh, I'm sick, I better go to the doctor. Oh, I got this problem, I better take this drug. Oh, my cholesterol. That's one of the best, one of the most twisted and successful memes ever is the cholesterol meme.
Yeah.
You know?
Absolutely.
The idea that cholesterol and heart disease are synonymous and you're going to prevent a heart attack by taking a statin drug.
That was
actually, you know, I take that back. The most twisted meme, that's a pretty successful meme, I will say. That may be the most successful meme ever in the history of pharmacology. Or drugs. Here's another meme. Most people do. Here's another great meme. Serotonin is a happy hormone, and if you're depressed, you need to work with your serotonin. That one came right out of marketing, right out of the marketing department. A hormone imbalance. I got a serotonin imbalance. That's straight from marketing. That went from the advertising offices, wherever that is at Eli Lilly. So to answer your question, Xarelto, these blood thinning drugs, and I talked about this yesterday, these represent billions of dollars in sales, and drug company executives are drooling about it. And of course you're going to see more and more of these blood thinning drugs. It used to be just one, because as I was saying earlier, controlling the blood and pharmacologically intervening with blood coagulation and thickening and thinning, it's tough. That's very difficult to do because it's so regulated. There's probably 80 different steps that have to take place for your blood to clot. Can you imagine this? It's like the game Mousetrap. Remember the game Mousetrap where this leads to that, it leads to the next step and the next step and the next step? That's how blood clotting occurs. So to have a successful pharmacological agent that's not completely deadly, it's almost impossible, but you know, they're less deadly. And now with the technology so advanced, we can come up with drugs that are safer supposedly than warfarin and coumadin. And there's a bunch of them now: Pradaxa and Xarelto and There's another P one. I forgot.
Prilosec.
No. I don't remember. I don't remember what it is. But there's about six or seven of them now, and there's more on the way because it represents. Why do you suppose, Carl the Truth Raider? Why do you suppose blood coagulation is such potentially big business for drug companies? I'll answer the question. Because all of us have dirty blood. All of us have dirty blood. Almost everybody who's an adult is going to have some degree of it because of how we eat. And this is the key. You know, I talk about food and digestion, and sometimes I feel a little goofy because I know there's a lot of goofy people talking about food and digestion. But from a biochemical standpoint, this is how the blood becomes dirty. Carl the Truth Raider, got to motivate. We've got a guest coming on at the bottom of the hour. Thanks for your call. Appreciate it. Take care, bro. All right. Got Claudia Kalb coming up at the bottom of the hour. We're going to talk about her book, Andy Warhol Was a Hoarder, Inside the Minds of History's Great Personalities. Don't go away. I'm Pharmacist Ben. You're listening to The Bright Side.
Removing bad taste and odor from your drinking water is easy. Removing the bad stuff you don't taste is what ProPure does best. Water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure countertop, inline gravity, and household water filtration products. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
There's a man named Dr. Joel Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on health care by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, take charge of their health, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects and more toxic prescription drugs. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government, big pharma, and big insurance manipulation of our healthcare system. I'm George Dorey, and I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare. Visit BrightsideBend.com and listen to Doc Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I urge you to join the Brightside Bend team. Go to BrightsideBend.com. That's BrightsideBend.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
All right, we are back on the Bright Side. I am Pharmacist Ben. Thanks for joining us. We're on the air Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 Pacific and 10 to 11 Central Time, clearing up the confusion, the craziness, the misunderstandings, the memes, the incorrect memes about health and nutrition and living well. If you're interested in checking out any of our skin health products, head over to TruthTreatments.com and, of course, the longevity products at BrightsideBend.com.
criticalhealthnews.com and pharmacistben.com, also our blogs on the same website. All right, I'm proud and honored to talk to our next guest, Claudia Kalb. She's written a really cool book. Claudia writes a lot of science stuff, a lot of good science stuff, actually. And her new book is called Andy Warhol Was a Hoarder, Inside the Minds of History's Great Personalities. And there's not only really good stuff in this book, but there's some big questions here, actually, because, you know, what exactly is crazy? What exactly is normal? You know, we have this idea about what's healthy mentally and what's not healthy mentally. And sometimes, you know, this book raises some interesting questions. So please welcome to the Bright Side, Claudia Kalb. Hi, Claudia.
Hi, I'm so delighted to be here.
And I'm delighted to have you on the air. So it must have crossed your mind when you read about these incredibly brilliant people, Abraham Lincoln and Charles Darwin and Albert Einstein, who had these supposed personality disorders, I guess you'd say, or mental health issues, and look how functional they really were. So it kind of raises that interesting question about who makes up what normal is and who makes up what healthy is, the standard is, correct?
Yes, it's such an interesting question. And even with any of these conditions that supposedly are diagnosable conditions, even those exist on a spectrum. So you have to consider that there's this huge spectrum of where we all are in terms of our minds and our brains and how they work. And looking at these famous figures, as you mentioned, everyone from President Lincoln to Andy Warhol, who's the title character in the book, to Howard Hughes, just studying the kinds of issues they dealt with, in some cases really struggled with, and yet rose to these extraordinary heights.
Exactly. They were super high performers. So Albert Einstein was a head case, huh? Not really.
he was, of course, a scientific genius, and you can't even imagine how he came up with what he did with theory of relativity and everything he studied. Autism experts have looked at him and said there are characteristics of him that suggest that it's possible he may have had sort of what you might have in the past considered Asperger's, which is now folded into the autism spectrum disorder. He was a late talker. He didn't talk until he was at least about 3. He was very focused on solitary tasks.
I don't mean to interrupt you, but that's really, really important, because I know a lot of people who are dealing with kids who are late talkers, and I know one in particular. Mm-hmm. So you're telling me Albert Einstein was a late talker, and late talking is part of this whole spectrum of Asperger's and autism, and definitely doesn't mean that a kid it could mean that a kid is super high performing, not that he's messed up.
Right, exactly. You can be a late talker and not have autism spectrum disorder. You can be a late talker and have it. You can be perfectly healthy and be a late talker. So it's very individualized. In each case, you have to study the person and look at the other surrounding symptoms and issues to make any kind of assessment.
Now, it was Albert Einstein. You know the story about the photon, how he dreamed the photon, he wrote on it and figured out relativity based on his dream.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes.
Well, it's kind of an interesting story right there. Was he a visual kind of guy? I knew he failed math. And was he like a dyslexic sort of mind, kind of where he saw images but he didn't necessarily see details and letters, that kind of thing?
Right. I mean, he himself said he is, you know, the visual thinker. He thought in pictures, not in words. And
that's awesome.
That makes it so interesting, because Temple Grandin, who is...
Yes, she wrote a book. She actually wrote a book called Thinking in Pictures.
She did, and she has a chapter about Einstein, and she identifies with him very much on this point, because she also, of course, is such a visual thinker. And she herself, though, she identifies him as having mild traits of autism.
Tell the listeners, if you would, Temple Grandin is from Colorado, actually, and she's not in your book, but, man, she would qualify, actually. She's not as famous, probably, as some of these people. But tell the listeners a little bit about Temple Grandin, if you don't mind, and then I want to get into some specifics here in the book.
Well, she's an incredible animal scientist, and she also didn't talk until late in life. I think she was about 4, and she was diagnosed with autism. She has become an extraordinary public speaker and an advocate for autism. She's, despite the challenges she faces, she speaks publicly about it, and she educates people, and she writes these books. And I do mention her in the book because she did comment on Einstein and said she really does identify with him.
She's a professor, actually. She's a PhD, and she talks to animals. She communicates with them and understands their needs.
Right.
It's phenomenal.
Yeah, she sort of gets inside their heads.
She creates humane slaughtering devices, if you could have those. I guess that's an oxymoron, sort of. But she understands what the cow feels when it's going down the ramp. Have you know what I'm talking about? That's pretty amazing.
Yes.
All right, so my favorite, I had a thing for Princess Di. I'm sure a lot of people did.
Oh. Okay.
Lady Di. I mean, I just found her to be this unbelievably magnificent woman. And, you know, that was kind of her, there was an icon, a Lady Di icon, a kind of a thought form in the culture about what Lady Di was. But she actually was, you could say she was not emotionally healthy, and she had a very interesting health challenge that today is we know about, but it's only been the last 30 or 40 years that we've really known about it. Can you talk about that a little bit?
Yes, yeah, so we all remember her walking down the aisle and getting married and sort of that whole hype of the fairy tale, and she was looking so glamorous throughout her life, such an icon for that glamour, but she suffered tremendously emotionally. She came from a family where her parents were divorced when she was young. She did a lot of shifting from one parent to the other. She struggled with that herself, and she kind of grew up feeling not that confident. She talked about having low self-esteem. She struggled academically, and she was always concerned about her weight. People would say there she's pudgy and this and that, and she would always sort of struggle with that. And when after she got married and the tremendous pressures of being in the royal family and the palace manifested in her developing bulimia nervosa, which is an eating disorder, different from anorexia, where you are withholding food and essentially starving yourself. She was often eating too much and then purging it. And this was, she talked about this being, in a way, a release of the pain inside.
How interesting is that? Now, do you notice that in your research, have you noticed that there are certain personality types that are prone to eating disorders?
That's a really interesting question, and I think there are specific things, perfectionism a little bit, trying to be in control of your surroundings. I think this level of, there can be mood disorders associated with it, so some level of anxiety and depression can be associated with it, sort of a lack of, as Diana had, this lack of self-esteem and insecurity, looking to food as a way for comfort. So just some really interesting aspects of how
an extreme. Well, we all do that, but that's like an extreme way of doing it. Like, you can't get enough food. I love what you said, though, about the purging. It's sort of a metaphor for getting rid of something in a way. There's probably a feel.
Right, she really.
I can imagine when you throw up, you feel like you're. I know when you're sick and you throw up, it feels like you're getting rid of something. But psychically, you probably can have those same kinds of feelings. All right, I've got to take a break, Claudia. I want to come back and talk about a couple more of history's great. Great and somewhat maybe you just mentally ill, I guess you'd say. I don't know. I don't want to say that. But we'll talk about Dostoevsky and Marilyn Monroe and Charles Darwin when we come back from our break. We've got our guest Claudia Kalb, book Andy Warhol Was a Hoarder. You're listening to The Bright Side. We'll be back right after.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Ed Fuchs is a registered pharmacist who understands how important the B complex of vitamins is for maintaining a healthy heart. That's why he drinks Pollen Burst from Longevity's complete line of nutritional supplements.
Pollen Burst has got the B vitamins in there, and the B vitamins are so fascinating because most people are going to be deficient in the B vitamins because they're rapidly processed out of food. And the B vitamins work on the brain, the heart, the skin, and the digestive system. When it comes to heart disease, we got 600,000 people in this country who die of heart disease every year. Some 64 million Americans have some form of heart disease. The B vitamins, a nickel's worth of B vitamins every day, is the most powerful nutritional way to protect yourself from heart disease.
To feed your heart the nutrients it needs for good health, order Longevity's Pollen Burst by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Or on the web at brightsidebend.com. That's brightsidebend.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
All right, we are back on the Bright Side. I'm pharmacist Ben. We're talking to Claudia Kalb about the book Andy Warhol Was a Hoarder Inside the Minds of History's Great Personalities. So, Claudia, how do you define what category would you put these psychological disorders? I hate saying that. It doesn't really feel like they're psychological disorders. What would you call these maladies, these health issues? What kind of category would you put them in?
Well, they really range so much from depression and anxiety to something like borderline personality disorder, which I looked at with Marilyn Monroe. I mean, I call them mental health conditions. Mental illness has sort of a sound to it that sounds negative, and I try to avoid that because my point in researching and writing this book was to bring these people to life, bring these conditions to life, explore and unravel them, and help people identify characteristics that might even help them or their friends or their family, and ultimately chip away at the stigma of mental health. Yeah.
You know, when I was a kid, I remember there used to be this thing in my town. I grew up in a little town in Trenton, New Jersey, and there was this huge facility that was this eerie, ominous building that was an asylum, an insane asylum.
Mm.
And we don't have those anymore. And if you're people in their 20s or 30s, if I didn't even know they existed. But it used to be that we stuck people away when we thought that they were different on some level. Like, I'm sure autistic and schizophrenic and depressed people were. You know, these buildings were populated by those kinds of people throughout history. But it's kind of interesting how we have a different take on it now. And that's why I think your book is so important, because if somebody is dealing with a health crisis or a health, you know, mental health challenge, we'll say, for lack of a better term, it's not like a death sentence, and it's not like you're condemned to a miserable life. You could be super duper functional, correct?
Right, exactly. And so many of these cases, there are new therapies. It may be a form of psychotherapy. There may be a medication. There may be a lifestyle change that you can do, even for some of the more troubling conditions in terms of the severity of symptoms. So I looked at Marilyn Monroe, for example, in this book, and she has all these characteristics that look like borderline personality disorder. So in
which
her
is,
day,
which is what, it, tell, it, what is borderline personality disorder?
It's one of a number of personality disorders, they're called, and they're sort of very, tend to be kind of inflexible personality traits that come from within over a long period of time. So it's different sometimes from things like anxiety, which may result from circumstances around you at times. A personality disorder is more entrenched. It can be very difficult to kind of cure, if you want to use that word, but borderline would be somewhere between kind of what they used to call neuroses and sort of psychotics. It's somewhere in
on the edge
that,
of neuroses and psychoses, on the border.
Yes, exactly, on the border. And she struggled with everything from loneliness to insecurities to sort of a real lack of identity. In her day, there was no good treatment. And even today, a lot of borderline personality disorder patients are seen as sort of toxic because they're so difficult to treat, because they don't always want to be treated and they don't always engage in therapy. But now there are new forms of therapy that can be extremely helpful. That can help
for
them,
borderline.
Instead of just sitting in this awful past that they might have had, they deal with that, they accept that, but they also learn skills and coping mechanisms to have fruitful lives, and they can.
I think you said something really, really important when you just said that about the past and about coping mechanisms. And I wonder how much of these, all of these different personality disorders, if you will, from autism to depression to bulimia to borderline, how much of these are responses to childhood trauma or childhood experiences? And in your, without blaming the victim or any of that stuff or blaming somebody's past, in your experience and in your research, have you found that there is a significant or important relationship between what happens to a kid when they're very, very young and the development of these personality disorders?
Well, there can be a significant connection in some cases. And just to be clear, on the personality disorders are a whole category of mental health disorders, and they're separate from these others. Like mood disorders would be anxiety and depression, for example. They're all somewhat different, and they manifest in different ways in terms of childhood impact. So if you lose a parent young, they have studied this and know that it can affect later development of depression or anxiety. But at the same time, there is lots of research going on into brain science. What are the genes involved with all of these different conditions? They're discovering new genes for autism every single day. They're doing brain scans on depression, and they're finding ways to identify depression, even in kids who haven't even developed it yet. They're starting to look at hormones and whether they could do tests to distinguish differences in hormone levels. So there's all sorts of assessment going on in terms of the science. So even though you could be somebody who lost a parent young, for example, if you take that example, and do just fine in life, it doesn't necessarily dictate the course. But you could also be somebody who has the right combination, or in some cases the wrong combination, of genes and environment that does lead you down this path.
So trauma itself or adverse experiences don't necessarily mean that you're going to go into any of these disorders, whatever you want to call them, but the reverse. Do you find that it's possible that somebody could just develop these disorders spontaneously in adulthood or, you know, spontaneously after they've already developed and after all of the childhood experiences would have occurred that did not occur? Can you spontaneously as an adult become bulimic, for example?
Well, I think there's all sorts of unknowns about how something like that would develop suddenly in adulthood, but it certainly can. I think then when you see somebody who develops bulimia, and a lot of these do manifest as adults, you go back and look and see what are the triggers that might have been there, both environmentally, which could be a childhood experience, as well as is anything going on that we can identify now genetically. So, I mean, depression can come at any point, for example. It doesn't necessarily... it often comes, say, in your 20s, but it could come later. So there's no rhyme or reason sometimes to specifically when or why these conditions develop. That's a big mystery for a lot of people, and that's what scientists are trying to understand.
Have you ever heard of this thing called the ACE study, Adverse Childhood Experiences Study?
I'm not sure I've heard of that specifically. I know there's a lot of work going on in adverse childhood,
adverse
and I know
childhood.
It can affect... brain development and affect all sorts of levels of development and growth. And it's such a rich area to study.
So how did you come up with these 12? What, I mean, you had to weed people out, I'm sure. And who did you weed out?
I did.
Didn't make the book? Wasn't sick enough to make the cut, or wasn't twisted enough to make the cut?
I know. There are a lot of people who it was almost too complicated. To Mozart is somebody who's been diagnosed with a zillion things, including Tourette syndrome. And
oh wow, Tourette.
Yeah,
was he schizophrenic? Mozart schizophrenic? I noticed there's no schizophrenics here.
No, there isn't. I actually looked very carefully for that. Schizophrenia is such a complicated and difficult condition, and in many cases I couldn't find a confirmed case that I was sure of, because I was looking at people who are no longer alive for a whole variety of reasons. I couldn't find a really good solid case of somebody in the past, because so often the diagnosis wasn't exactly what it was.
Yeah.
Yeah, or it was misdiagnosed as something else. So it was difficult to find somebody good.
I'm a pharmacist. I did psychiatric pharmacy when I first graduated college. And so I worked with a lot of schizophrenics. And I'm telling you, they were the most brilliant, creative, artistic, had this sense of art where they could make connections that didn't exist for normal people in their words and in their drawings and in their thoughts. And I was found it to be the most fascinating of all the mental disorders. And I'm sure throughout history there must have been some brilliant, brilliant schizophrenics. We're almost out of time, but Claudia, I wonder if you could just tell us, people who are dealing with these kinds of issues, give us like some words of inspiration. What would you say from your research? How would you inspire people who are dealing with something that they may think is some kind of weird dysfunction that they're embarrassed of or they're traumatized by?
For starters, we're all connected. We all struggle with these issues, whether it's us, our friends, our family, everybody around us. That's the mind and the brain are so complicated, so wonderful. They give us incredible triumphs and also challenges. But you get the help you need. Be brave. Go out there. Ask for help. Go see somebody. Talk to people. And gather your strength to do that, because you come out the other end and accomplish extraordinary things and have a really satisfying life.
That's awesome. Well, I appreciate it very much. And your book is available, obviously, everywhere, Amazon.com, Barnes & Noble, all the regular places. Do you have a website?
I'm working on getting that right up. It's ClaudiaKalb.com, and I'm on Twitter at ClaudiaKalb.
And there's lots of good stuff that Claudia has written on the Internet. Just Google Claudia Kalb, C-A-L-B. It's been awesome. Thank you so
K-A-L-B.
Much. The book is K-A-L-B, Claudia Kalb. Andy Warhol was a hoarder inside the minds of history's great personalities. Thanks so much for coming on, Claudia. Appreciate it very much.
Thanks. I so enjoyed being here. Thank you.
Have a beautiful day. All right. That's all the time we have for today on The Bright Side. Andy Warhol was a hoarder. That was super interesting. Tomorrow we'll continue talking about inflammation, and we'll talk about essential fats, and we'll talk about strategies for cleaning the blood, and then we'll get into the lymph. I'm real excited about that, because nobody talks about the lymph. We certainly don't talk about it in the medical community as much as we should, even in the alternative health community as much as we should. Check out my skincare blog, truthtreatments.com, and check out our Truth Treatment products, and also criticalhealthnews.com, pharmacistben.com, and brightsideben.com if you're interested in checking out the longevity products. And that's it. We'll talk to you all tomorrow. Have yourselves a beautiful, spectacular, wonderful day. I'm Farm.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare? Having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Hello, my name is Don Wiskin from HeartDrop.com, the distributors of Extendivite, the number one heart drop that people have been raving about for years.
Every February for the last 16 years, HeartDrop.com has had a Heart Month sale to help you stay heart healthy. For only $115 plus shipping and handling, you can get a 4-month supply of Extendivite in either liquid or capsule form to help you get started on your path to better health. Now is the time to stock up. Order what you need. Stay heart healthy all year with the number one heart drop, Extendivite. To order your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website, heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.